There is often no glitz and glamour associated with agriculture, but it is important to the development of any country in terms of production, productivity, and food security. The Jamaica Information Service presents Youth in Agriculture, a 5-minute series highlighting and celebrating youths involved in the sector. Stay with us to find out who we will be featuring this week. Jermaine Henry, Janice McLeod, and Philip Clark are the three innovative young entrepreneurial minds behind Jamaica's first digital agricultural clearinghouse, AgroCentral. The business was born in October 2013 at Startup Weekend Jamaica, where Jermaine joined up with Janice to form the team that would eventually claim the top prize.
My co-founder Jermaine and I met at an event called Startup Weekend, where people come up with ideas and try to make them real within a 50 plus hour time period. So what happened is he came up with this idea of like farmer information systems and stuff. When we did the research, we found that a lot of the times in Jamaica, farmers actually just dump crops because they have no market for them. Not because anything is wrong with it, but because they have no market for it. It's wild. So we were compelled to actually move this idea that we won a competition with to actually turn it into a real business.
26-year-old Janice McLeod, co-founder and chief marketing officer, AgroVCM Solutions Limited. 24-year-old Jermaine Henry serves as chief executive officer, while 28-year-old Philip Clark operates as chief technical officer. Now, AgroCentral uses an eBay-like model to connect farmers and agribusinesses via web to SMS and or SMS to web technology.
So basically what happens, a farmer can post the goods that they have available for sale, and a business can come on to our site and browse the items that are available for sale and initiate a purchase. So by initiating the purchase, it goes out via email and also text message to the farmers, because a lot of farmers would not have access to the internet, so they can actually communicate with our site via text messaging.
Currently, the service is only available to local farmers, but there are plans to expand beyond the island's shores. Janice says the business is also credited as one of the most innovative ideas to come out of the Caribbean this year.
We want to expand the services that we offer currently. We would want to establish a farmer development fund that would be aimed towards developing farmers to improve the way that they farm.
She says civilization and feeding yourself depends on two things, farmers and agriculture.
I totally believe in agriculture because it is the way forward for Jamaica, because we have a competitive advantage. We have good soil, we're able to irrigate well enough, and the crops that grow here actually taste a bit better than crops that grow elsewhere.
She also encourages young people to venture into agriculture and think outside the box of fork and hoe.
So young people go into agriculture because a lot of older people are leaving. And then you being young in agriculture, that's something interesting and new. I think it's something exciting to do. And I've met a bunch of other young people who are doing agriculture, some who are doing aquaponics, some who are doing greenhouses, and they're using their technology degrees. And they're implementing totally new and innovative ideas. So I think agriculture is a great way to express your creativity. So it's not just farming and digging in the dirt. So we should move away from that kind of concept.
Co-founder and Chief Marketing Officer, AgroVCM Solutions Limited, Janice McLeod. For more information and or to sign up, visit agrocentral.co. Join us again next time when we continue to highlight young men and women on a mission in the field of agriculture.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.